The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
May the grace and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Tonight we want to pray. We want to break into our teaching and pray. We will continue next week, God. But tonight we want to pray. Or wherever you are, it may be afternoon or morning, but we want to pray. See, brothers, we cannot deny that we are not in tough times. We are in difficult times. Very difficult time. Living in pandemics are tough times. We have lost some pastors to
COVID-19.
We have lost some pastors' wife to COVID-19. I have lost some friends to
COVID-19.
We have lost some officers to COVID-19. But brothers, no matter what happens, God is still on his throne. He is still the Almighty God, the great King above all the gods. No matter what happens, no matter what we hear, no matter how we feel, no matter what we see, God is God. And tonight I came to encourage you to look up to the Lord God Almighty, not on those who have passed. They are not your gods. Don't look at the anarchs. They will only frighten you and discourage you. The Bible says, let nothing move you. What that means is that something can move you. But in the midst of all the challenges and the difficulties, let nothing move you. This is what Hannah said. The Lord brings death and makes life. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. See, the Lord will spare those he wants to spare. And I pray that you are one of those that God is going to spare. Scripture says you have mercy on those he will want to have mercy upon. So tonight, wherever you are, lift up your eyes unto the mighty one. For that is the only source of life. Our Lord and Savior Jesus. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. The little faith that you have, believe that it is going to bring your transformation tonight. It is going to result in your healing tonight. It is going to result in your deliverance tonight. Even if you have been marked for the grave, today in the name of Jesus,
today
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I command that the grave will be covered. That your life will be spared. In the name of Jesus. As many of you that have lost hope. Because you have lost jobs. Tonight God is still God. And may the Lord have mercy upon you. Lift your heart. Lift your eyes. Lift your head. Look up. Unto him, he is ever the same. And tonight he is going to work a miracle on you. Isaiah 38 from verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah became ill.
Hezekiah yare owuyare
and was at the point of death.
Oyare owuyare.
The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said,
"Na Amos ba odifo Isaiah ba ninche be kachira ni se."
This is what the Lord says.
Se Ewurade sie ni.
Put your house in order.
She wo fie nsabanse e.
Because you are going to die.
Na uribewu.
You will not recover.
Na uri nyankwa.
Hezekiah turned his face to the wall.
And Hezekiah dani ne nichre ofasiyonu.
And prayed to na, the Lord.
Na obo eradim pa yese.
Remember, Lord.
Awe eradikai.
How I have walked before you faithfully.
Said yamananti wenim nukremu.
With wholehearted devotion.
Ne akuma edimu.
And I've done what is good in your eyes.
Na maye de eye weniso.
And Hezekiah wept bitterly.
Na Hezekiah supi.
Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah.
And Eradia semba Isaiah nchen.
Go and tell Hezekiah.
Sir, kona ko kachira Hezekiah.
This is what the Lord said. The Lord, the God of your father David, says.
Said Eradi weja David yankuponsi eni.
I have heard your prayer.
Mate wompaibo.
And seen your tears.
Mehu unisu.
I will add 15 years to your life. And I will deliver you and this city. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city. This is the Lord's sign to you. That the Lord will do what he has promised. I will make the shadow cast by the sun go back the 10 steps it has gone down on the stairway of
Ahaz.
So the sunlight went back.
Now,
the 10 steps it had gone down. This is one of the most wonderful stories in scripture. It is wonderful. Especially wonderful the way Hezekiah managed to live. When God has said he was going to die. Now if a man says you are going to die, you run to God to pray. But if God himself say you are going to die, then how can you recover? But this is a story of a kind. Hezekiah the king was sick.
Hezekiah
and at the point of death. Then God sent the prophet Isaiah. Now this is a prophet of peace. Now very renowned prophet. Very credible prophet. To go and tell Hezekiah the king. That put your house in order. Put your house in order. Because you are going to die.
If he said,
you are not going to leave. You will not recover. You are not going to recover from this sickness. This is God's word. Through Isaiah to the king. You see, God knows our end from the beginning. He knows our end. Just like those days when we were kids. And we used to watch Chinese films.
The
Chinese films was just a kind of a drama. There is always the one we call Blow Man. And then the killer. And it was designed such that the killer will always seem as if he's winning, but at the end of the day, the killer will die.
Now, one more she sinning for the name, but you say, I'm sure what I say, killer no egg in Kunima, now so a baby as in a killer no.
So if you go with someone who has watched the film before, when it's about time for the killer to die, you hear that they will be shouting, killer boom. It means that the killer is about to die.
Now say when you obey, what has seen any pain? Echo kochia. Ebe dre we ya killer no babe wunu bemo se oti eti ebe se killer be wula show. That you say.
Yeah. It is all because they have watched the film.
If he said what has seen any.
So they know the end from the beginning. Iti
infitiasia na onimje seen any kwa kosi.
Every one of us.
Yemu biara.
Our life.
Yankwa.
From the day you were created to the time that you are going to die is in the hands of God.
Every day we born, ekosi da wo be wu no e wo Yakobon sem.
He knows what will kill you and when you are going to die.
Onim de beku ene bria wo be wu.
I remember I had a dream.
Me kai say mi so da ebi.
And in the dream, one pastor was crying, looking at my face, telling me, "You are going to die." And then This is the day you are going to die. And the pastor gave me the date and the time.
Now what die munu na also for bakwe sucha many mo su and okasa where wo be wu and na what die no achira me da me be wu ni ne kika hu.
Hey. You have had a dream.
What's so die?
And one of your fastest.
Now, what's so for?
It's telling you that you are going to die.
What's so for? Number one, catch us here. Ube u.
And then the date is ahead of you.
A dance of ube u so ewo weni pe.
When I woke up in the morning,
it's minya ni ano panu.
I told my wife,
catch me here.
That I'm going to die on this date.
Say a dance of ube u.
It's like you are the only catch a cat. So when I told her the dream, I saw that her face has changed. I'm going to die. And the date was ahead. See, any day that I wake up, the dream will come into my mind.
I'm sorry for you, but I'm sad that I am not by my dream.
And on the day that I was supposed to die,
and I feel a done drew ya done as
I woke up in the morning.
Me sorry, I no pano.
I said I have 24 hours to live.
And I may say I come in fear. I come in don't hear you nine. I was asking so.
So I went to my wife.
And I may call me Rinchen.
And then I may withdraw.
It's today I'm supposed to die.
So you two don't be saying these things.
No, so see, one can cancel himself.
Don't mind them.
Ain't feel one.
But I've had a dream.
No, see, I'm missing Miss Udaya.
When it was 12 o'clock in
the morning,
I knew that at least I've gone halfway, I'm still alive.
And
you see, I'm still alive, the date has gone past. Dreams. Don't mind dreams. See, just have faith in God.
What do you?
But this one was not a dream. God himself said, "You are going to die." When Hezekiah heard it, he didn't discuss that with
Isaiah.
He didn't even plead with him to just talk to God on his behalf. When he heard it, he mustered some strength. And then turn his face and face the wall. And on the wall, he saw no one but God. But God. And he said, God. What are you trying to say? If I am sick, I expect you to come and heal me. You don't send somebody to come and tell me I'm going to die. Then the man said, what have I done? Why do I deserve to die? Then he said, Lord, remember. Remember how faithfully I've walked before you. Then the man said, I'm not going to die. And he wept bitterly. And before Isaiah left the king's court,
and sana Isaiah be free,
God said, Isaiah, go back. I've changed my mind. You see? And to prove that he has changed his mind, God had to do something that had never happened in life. Maybe the second time after Joshua's. To prove that I have changed my mind. Because if I've spoken, it is a decree. But this time, an intervention of prayer. Will cause me to change my mind. Tonight, even if God has decreed, what that means is that the same God, by your prayer, can change his mind. So I want to encourage you to pray. The value of prayer no one can measure. Prayer changes even the mind of God. Then he says that the sun, the shadow that it has cast, will go back like 10 steps to prove that I, the Lord, have changed my mind. Can you imagine the sun going back on the dial, the clock, backwards like that?
Then
Isaiah went back.
Say,
okay. God says you are no longer going to die.
He
is at 15 years to your life. Today, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord reverse any calamity. May the Lord reverse any death. And you see, what changed God's mind was someone's prayer. Let it be your prayer tonight. I'm expecting miracles tonight. I'm expecting healings tonight. May the Lord heal you. May the Lord bring your soul out of the grave. May the Lord sends people to the grave. And he brings people out. So don't concentrate on those who have gone to the grave. You will only be discouraged. Let us lift up our eyes. Turn your face to the wall. Don't consider anything. Consider the power of God to deliver. That is your solution. That is your recovery. That is your answer. In the name of Jesus. I want you to begin to rise. And let us begin to pray. No matter how difficult your situation is, pray in the name of Jesus. No matter how difficult your friend situation is, pray in the name of Jesus. I am the one who is 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 the one